formation of metal-free binaries, impact of H$2-line cooling and CIE cooling, by Rafael Riaz et al. During primordial star formation, the main cooling channel is provided by H2 and supermolecules, such as H2 or H2, at sufficiently high densities. When the latter form at NH is greater than or equal to 10^14 cm³, collision-induced emission, CIE, provides efficient gas cooling. We investigate how CIE cooling affects the formation of metal-free binaries comparing simulations with and without this process. Irrespective of the cooling mechanism, we find a typical protostellar mass range between 0.01 to 100 M sun. However, models with only H2 line cooling produce a greater number of low-mass protostars which exhibit stronger variations in their radial velocities than the high-mass protostars. Similarly, in models with both H2 cooling and CIE cooling, significant variations in the radial velocities are found for protostars in the intermediate mass range. The initial number of fragments Nmax decreases with increasing strength of turbulence. Cooling via supermolecules lets the most massive protobinaries, MMPBs, efficiently accrete mass. The maximum mass accretion rate .max for the MMPBs is more than an order of magnitude higher in the presence of CIE cooling than for pure H2 line cooling. As a result, compact binaries with a semi-major axis as small as 3.570 may form through the H2-H2 cooling channel. Our results indicate that in addition to the MMPBs, most population 3, POP 3, binaries should be in eccentric, i.e. non-circular orbits. This provides an important connection to the eccentric binaries reported in previous studies, which were found to exhibit rich temporal accretion signals during their evolution. This was formation of metal-free binaries, impact of H$2-line cooling and CIE cooling, by Rafael Riaz et al.